spooky.
Spooky. We are... this is the last one. I'm sad. Can you see me?
Yeah. Oh, like, perfectly. Cool. Like, I can actually read this.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
My name is Mauro.
And I'm Faceless Spooky Dan. Oh, he spooky.
He was in a terrible accident 80 years ago. And he's a ghost.
And I'm a ghost, 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 ghost.
For the people listening, Dan is wearing a neck thing.
Neckerchief?
Neckerchief over his face. And now he's not. Oh, your glasses are fogged up. I should probably pull up my notes. There we go.
Hold on.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Wow. We skipped last week because we were overwhelmed. We were hashtag overwhelmed.
Nah.
I
think we were burnt out. We were past overwhelmed.
Yeah. So it is the 28th of October. This is the last spooky episode. And we're talking about the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch.
A.K.A. Big Squatch.
There are other names for it that I Googled. There's a bunch of names.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah, that I don't want to get into. The Wendigo, the Yaho, the Oma, the Rougarou, the Bok.
Well, don't...
the Yeti.
There was a bunch of like indigenous people tribes. I don't know what they're called.
Well, we're specifically talking about the Sasquatch. Which
Sasquatch is the Pacific
North
Northwest.
American, yeah.
But they have like 16 different names
for the Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Yeah. But, well, different tribes, different...
No, within one language.
Oh, cool.
There are 16 different names.
Well, you know, people are dumb. Dan believes that there is a Bigfoot.
I think that it's possible.
I think it would be extremely cool. I want to believe it.
That's where I'm at. I want to believe it.
Like, I'm not saying, yo, there's definitely a Bigfoot. But, like, how cool would it be if, like, they found bones? That's my line.
Well,
if they found bones, why are there no bones?
Gigantopithecus.
We'll get to the Gigantopithecus. They didn't even find...
That's what it is.
They didn't even find bones of the Gigantopithecus.
They got teeth bones.
Yeah, they got teeth.
The teeth bones connected to the... make up the rest of the body bone.
All right.
That's how fossils work.
We don't even need to describe the Sasquatch.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. You want to describe it?
It's an ape-like creature that lives in the forest of North America. And it has many different names from different cultures, but all meaning words similar to wild man or hairy man. That was a weird wink. Hey.
Were you describing yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a wild, hairy man.
I'm a wild, hairy man.
Yeah, I'm a Sasquatch. Yeah, you want to give me the origin story?
Nah.
I want to talk about the Patterson Gimlin film.
All right. So,
you give me the origin story.
Bigfoot first became renowned by a Wyandot chief in the 1830s.
Yeah.
Is
that where Wyandak comes from?
Probably.
Like, shout out to anyone listening to from Wyandak, Long Island, which I doubt.
Where?
Wyandak.
What is Wyandot?
Wyandak.
Wyandanch?
Wyandak.
Wyandanch.
Wyandak.
What is Wyandak?
Wyandak, Long Island.
That's definitely Wyandanch.
No, Wyandank. Wyandank. Wyandank.
That is Wyandanch.
No, you just said Wyandot, so it's Wyandank.
Oh, you're making fun of me.
Shout out to listening to anyone listening from Wyandank.
No one's listening from Wyandanch.
Yeah.
Is anyone even... Corinne, thanks for always listening.
Wyandank.
We got it. Do I make fun of you and you pronounce words
wrong? No, I'm saying that's the way it should be pronounced. Wyandot? Wyandank.
Anyways.
Wyandank.
So Wyandot, he was a huge person, but not the tall, scary, ape-like biped.
But we do have the Gigantopithecus.
Yeah, which honestly, I think that's where the lore comes from.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know about the coelacanth? How they thought it was this extinct dinosaur fish, but they found one like in the 30s.
Yeah, like the dinosaurs that live in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Sure.
The DRC. Wow.
What if that could happen with it? But I feel like it'd be harder.
Have
on
you
land.
Been to the Pacific Northwest?
No, I know. It's broad, blah, blah, blah. But like.
No, it's dense. It's very dense
but
forest.
I feel like there wouldn't be one of them, one Gigantopithecus, even though they're known. I remember from the episode, there were like lone travelers.
Yeah, that's all based off of teeth.
Yeah, I mean...
They take some leaps and bounds with science.
So the history of Bigfoot, yes, it goes back to Native Americans, but everything capitulated in the 60s with the Patterson-Gimlin film.
With the Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire film?
Yeah. Oh, don't we give it away?
I think everyone knows
what this is. Okay, so this was Roger Patterson and Robert Bob Gimlin, two liars that decided to make a little home film along Bluff Creek in Orleans, California.
Yeah.
You've seen it. I'm going to put it here.
I like the notes.
I'm going to put it here.
Can you do a screenshot of this part?
I will. 59 seconds long. Watch it. We're gonna play it.
Yeah, actually, let's take 59 seconds.
No, I'm going to play it as we're talking.
Let's just take a pause for 59 seconds.
And it showed Sasquatch or Patty, or quote unquote, walking through the creek bed.
Or Patterson.
Obviously, it was fake. And there's a little piece of trivia that you found.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So these guys were both kind of con artists.
Yeah.
Patterson's camera was rented from a photographer and he didn't return it on time. And he paid with a bad check and was arrested a few weeks later after returning from filming.
So there's a lot of
fraudulence.
No, there's a lot of lore with this film. First, how anatomically accurate the ape suit was.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Have you watched it?
No. Watch it again.
I've watched it a bunch of
times. The way he
walks,
apes don't fully extend and lock their knees when they walk. So that detail alone made it kind of legit. And also you can see the skin ripple in his legs.
Yeah, that was the costume.
They stuffed it with water bags in order to make it seem like it was rippling skin.
No.
Yeah. So this, like, a lot.
How do you know that?
Because I know a lot about this.
No, but like, film. How do you know that?
I researched the whole film.
Who said that this is true? How did
there's like people involved?
It?
There's people who someone who
Two
made
people.
This. No. The person who made
they
the suit.
The suit.
No, the person who
they
made
buy
the
it
suit.
On Amazon.
The person who made the suit is rumored to have been the same person that made the suits for Planet of the Apes. No. Yeah. So there's like this whole lore around.
How do
this.
I not know this?
There's a lot of shit with this just 60-second film. There's a lot, and we're not gonna get too much into it.
We're not,
because we were talking about Bigfoot,
and it's fake,
who doesn't exist. How big was it? It was a Moro 2.
6'6" to 10 feet tall. Yeah,
2 to 3 meters. That's not that big.
This the wave. Nope. The fluctuating weight sounds like me in college. 400 to 1,000 pounds.
180 to 450 kilograms.
That was me in college. That is literally the amount of weight.
What we're looking at here is freshman year to senior year.
No, this was beginning of freshman year. I went into my freshman year of college, and this is not a joke. This is not fake, like Bigfoot, Patterson, Gimlin footage. I went in 185 pounds, and I left my second semester at, what was it, 255.
I don't know. What do you look at? I didn't go to college with you. I have no idea.
70 pounds. I gained. Some of you, you know, I'm all
about. You
know,
the freshman 30 for you is like the freshman 90.
The freshman. No, it's freshman 15. And oh, it was the freshman 70. Would you just add?
It was 185 to 270. Didn't you say that?
No. 270 was like at a later depressed point in my life. I'm like
Anyways,
Oprah. I go up and down.
Away from Dan's.
Sadness.
Stress eating.
is that what it is?
So
I have a weird relationship with food.
They lived in the Pacific Northwest. That's the main prominent area where everyone talks about Bigfoot. You know how someone just walked by our studio.
No, it sounded like someone was in our
studio.
You know what we should have done?
What?
Oh, this would have been so funny.
What?
If we had somebody come in with a Bigfoot costume and like fight us. And we fought the Bigfoot to death.
Okay, well, that seems like something we should plan ahead of time.
Yeah, no, look, brilliance kind of comes and goes.
They have also been spotted in southeastern United States, California, like the Patterson-Gimlin film.
And them lakes.
And the Great Lakes region. Are we going to talk about Willow Creek?
Yeah, in like 3 talking points.
Okay.
Are we going to jump the gun?
Yeah.
No,
because I want to talk about Willow Creek.
This is Moro.
I skipped over 3 bullet points.
This is the gun.
Okay.
This
is not even worth mentioning. When did it live? Never. Because it doesn't exist.
Well, counter to what he said, my notes say always and forever. So,
because it's an idea, and ideas don't die.
Uh-oh, is that...
Yeah. V for Vendetta. Great movies.
No, I know the movie. Anyways, Jane Goodall thinks they do exist.
So she's kind of stupid in that regard.
How dare you? You take that back.
I don't really respect anyone that thinks Bigfoot is real.
I don't respect you as a person.
Do you think Bigfoot's real? Comment below.
Comment.
If you haven't seen Willow Creek,
go watch this
movie. It's on Amazon Prime?
Prime. It's on Bobcat Prime. Goldthwait. Also, first of all, man, I love Bobcat from the scene in Blow. Can you put that scene up in this?
Hold on.
I'm
going to do it now.
Okay. So let's just take it. Can we play that without getting pulled from YouTube?
I think so. If we like comment over it. Yeah. So look at this. Okay.
Fuck me, running.
Like, yeah. It's like 35 seconds, 40 seconds.
He made an amazing movie.
It was, I think it was like a crew of five.
Yeah.
It was a found footage film, which episode. I have like a love-hate relationship with found footage films, but this one. Holy shit.
He like knocked it out of the
park. It was amazing. At first I was like, what the fuck? This is not, it just looks like a travel diary. But wait like half an hour in, it gets real.
I want to watch that. It's amazing.
Yeah, me too. There's this scene. I'm not going to give anything away, but they're in a tent and it's like a 10 minute scene and it messes you up like psychologically.
It's super stressful.
Like,
don't watch it before you go camping. Like,
No, absolutely not. But yeah, Willow Creek. And then if you want to take a step back and watch something that's totally fucking stupid and ridiculous, you can watch The Men Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot, a film from 2018 with Sam Elliott.
I haven't seen
it. You know who Sam Elliott is?
You're saying it like we're friends.
The guy from Big Lebowski, mustache, cowboy hat, Parks and Rec, gray hair.
Oh, Ron?
He has a really deep voice.
His voice sounds like amazing. Butter.
Yeah, he killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot. Speaking of Bigfoot, what did it eat?
Fruits, berries, roots, deer, fish, poultry, elk, bears, roadkill, and whatever it wants because it's fucking Bigfoot.
It could eat you if it wanted.
Because it's not real.
Because it's not real. But it could if it were real. What ate it? Science. No.
Facts and knowledge.
Are we going to say that again? Facts and science? Probably bears.
And other Bigfoot.
And Biggerfoot.
All right, that was good. I'll give you that.
What size shoe are you?
13.
Oh, me too. What kind of Bigfoot?
I didn't know where this was going.
Oh, yeah. Dan Googled this, and there's some weird stuff. When was the last scene, like a reported sighting? September 22nd in Charleston, South Carolina.
Which is where he's going
in like 2 days.
I'm going to find Bigfoot. Or when this is released like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So that's Bigfoot.
I actually want to see if there's any more recent Bigfoot sightings.
Oh, he's going to live Google
this.
Hold on,
we're going to live Google this.
Yeah. Because Bigfoot is big and it's got foot. Foot big.
No, this was like a legit sighting in Charleston.
Yeah.
Bigfoot
exists?
I'm going to go look for Bigfoot.
Do it. Get a picture. Do a Patterson Gimlin film. Buy a suit and do it.
I'm just going to bring my GoPro.
There you go. Just imagine like a found footage.
Or imagine actually seeing a
like
fucking
Bigfoot. Like what? You're going to tell me in the 60s you went to the woods with a 16mm or 8mm camera. You had film, you had a working camera, and you just happened in that moment to be rolling the camera as Bigfoot was walking by.
What were they there to film?
That.
Well, no, but like, what was their story?
There's no other footage from that day. So like, what, this is the only footage you got?
Nah, we got what we were looking for.
It's like, oh, we're out. 60 seconds. Are you kidding me? It's bullshit.
Didn't one of them die?
Shame on you, Patterson and Gimlin.
Didn't one of them die like on his deathbed? He was like,
well, this was what, 68? So that was a while ago.
It was like 1,000 years
ago. Yeah. Thank you for watching. Remember to go visit all the things that we tell you to visit all the time, animalspodcast.com.
Mora Foundation.
Check out the link below for our fundraiser and donate $1. Or whatever. I don't care. Or educate yourself.
I care. Please donate more than $1. You should care too. What's wrong with
you? No, I don't care if you donate or not. You're just a terrible person if you don't.
Didn't work.
Anyway,
just say that you care.
Okay, I care.
Thank you.
I'm trying to shame
to be cool.
People into donating.
It's not shaming. Like you're. It's not like
I live
family.
In Brooklyn now, so I'm gonna go look for Bigfoot.
Where in Brooklyn?
I don't know. Probably like in
Dumbo.
Hill.
Brooklyn jokes.
Brooklyn. Thank you for watching and listening and letting us into your ear holes.
And your eyeballs.
And your eyeballs. All right, bye.